Hi, welcome to another episode of Impact Africa by Faith Flows. I'm glad to be back here, and my name is Vanessa, the host of the podcast. Okay, I must say thank you so much for being on this journey with us. All right, so on this episode, we're looking at something very important, something every young man or woman will consider very important. Now, one of the aspirations or dreams of every young man or woman is to become financially independent. And one of the ways you can do that is by exploring opportunities that come your way. So on this episode, we're talking about e-commerce and meal importation. How can you embrace this trade and make money to become financially independent? Joining us on this conversation is someone who's referred to as the queen or the Amazon of meal importation and e-commerce. Bisi Akintayo has been able to raise over 10,000 people in this trade, and many of them have gone on to become millionaires. They're doing so well in this trade. So we're glad to have her join us on this conversation. Thank you very much, Bisi Akintayo, for joining us. As a way of starting this conversation, Bisi, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, good day, everyone. My name is Bisi Akintayo, and I'm actually known as the e-commerce and the money coach, and also the Amazon of importation business. And also, I am married with 3 kids, 2 boys and 1 girl. So that's a little about me, about my bio.
Thank you for that, obviously. Now, can you tell us how you got into this business?
I started my journey of importation business from my bedroom at a point in my life where I was tired of depending on my husband. He's an amazing man, but I've always had this drive in me. I remember there was a day I needed to buy toiletries, and I was waiting for my husband to get back from work to buy toiletries. That day, I told myself, babe, when will you continue this? Like, you have to wait for just toiletries. Cannot afford to buy it. For me, that was actually how I started it. Hunger and the determination not to always depend on my husband for money. And also because I also had visions, goals. I wanted to do charity and help a whole lot of people. But I know to be able to fuel my vision, I need money.
Really? Now, this is quite interesting, obviously. Thank you for that. Now, let's talk about e-commerce, right? It seems to be where the new money is right now. But I was having a conversation with a young man, a young friend of mine, who seemed to have no clue about what e-commerce is. So can you throw more light on what this particular business entails?
Okay, e-commerce is very simple, very direct to understand and very easy. It just simply means the exchange of products and services via the internet in exchange for, of course, for cash. So in a layman language, you can put e-commerce as the exchange of goods and services via the use of internet in exchange for cash. So that is just the layman language about e-commerce. For instance, every one of us who is listening to this right now, you're listening to the podcast with your mobile device. Now, with this same mobile device you're using this to listen to this podcast, you can get on different platforms online to sell your products, be it real estate, be it fashion products, be it farm products. You can put them online and go to your platform. That's the layman understanding of e-commerce.
Breathe, feel, live, love, learn, grow in faith, and make an impact. Introducing the new faithflows.org app, a new kind of social network that is dedicated towards uplifting the well-being of individuals and communities around the world, where believers can connect, learn new skills, teach, inspire others, listen to Faith Radio, and volunteer for humanitarian missions. Download the Faith Flows app today and start living your best life now.
Now, Bisi, reading about you, I got to find out that you started this particular business with 20,000 Nigerian naira. Is that still possible for a young man or young woman? That's about $56, if I'm not mistaken, at the time, right? Is it still possible to start this particular business with that same amount you started with?
Okay, yes, I did start with 20,000 Nigerian naira, which is about $56 as a den. And right now, it is still obtainable depending on the product you want to launch into. You can't, for instance, I want to go into woman hair business. I cannot use that same amount of money to venture into woman hair. Even as at the time I used $56 to get started, it is not all niche I can venture into as a then. So what I did was I looked for a niche that can actually fit in the budget I had as a then. That was all I had. So I had to look for... I love woman hair a lot. And the budget for me to start woman hair as a den is about $500. And I refuse to get started because all I want to do is woman hair and I don't have $500. Rather than looking for a product which I can start amount, once I now save it up, can now launch into woman hair. So what I did was I looked for a product within my budget. So even in this current stage in my country, one can still use the same amount of money to actually start. But all that individual needs to do are actually the carry of $56, which is 20,000 naira. I cannot decide to go and import shoes, for instance, or bags. I'll look for products that are lightweight, that won't cost much. It is not all products that can fit into your budget. You might want to go into large electronics or heavy gadgets for $56, which is the 20,000 naira. In my own currency, will not be able to fit into it. So what I did was to make sure that I found a product I could start with that amount of money, which actually fits into my budget. And when I found that particular product, it was so easy for me. I'm no longer in that particular sector anymore, or that niche. I don't do it anymore. But it actually helped me to be able to gather enough to actually start my major niche, which I wanted to venture into. So I also say the same, people who are listening right now, if you have $56, which is 20,000, start importation business. Yes, you can. All you need to do is to look for products that are lightweight, that will not cost so much. They could be between the cost of about 200, 500 naira, less than a dollar or a dollar. You bring this product in and you sell and make your money. Then you begin to save up for that major niche which you want to venture into. So of course, you can start with the same amount I started with over 7 years ago. All you need to do is to look for the product that fits in into that same niche.
Now, this is quite an eye-opener, Mrs. Akintyre, right? Can you suggest some of the niches or products that one can start with, a young man or woman who has $56, and at this moment, what sort of products can you begin to import?
Okay, for some of them, We have some on that gadget. We have the earpiece. We have some Bluetooth as well, some AirPods. We have some flash drive that also within this amount of money. We have some screen guards as well, which can be brought in. Then we also have some product which we tag under the evergreen niche, which actually help to solve a problem. Like we have the anti-privacy screen guard that also can be imported within that same amount of money. We also have the anti-theft device, which actually can help you track your bag or your phone in case you misplace it, which also is a lightweight product. You also have, in terms of beauty, maybe acne cream. We have cream to remove stretch marks and the likes. So all of these little things can also be imported. But make sure you check that these are lightweight products and which will not chop into your profits.
BC, this product you mentioned, are they also applicable in other countries outside your own country? Can other young people in countries like Ghana, Sierra Leone, Zimbabwe, and Kenya, can they venture into importing these same products you mentioned?
Absolutely. Anybody can venture into this business. Absolutely.
All right. That makes sense. Now, Mrs. Akintyre, you know that any person or anybody who goes into a business is always looking to profit at the end of the day. So we want to find out the profitability of this business, right? Because any young man or woman would want to know that at the end of the day, I'm making profit. It will, you know, encourage the person to stay in this business, right? So how profitable is the e-commerce business?
Yes, the business is highly profitable. Now, why did I say that it's highly profitable? Is because you buy this product, these items at the wholesaler price. You deal directly with the manufacturers or the suppliers directly, who, of course, most of the people who bring them into your country deals with as well, and bring them to sell for quadruple the amount. So you, as a mini importer, you are the one dealing directly with them. You bring this item in at a ridiculous amount of money, and you are able to sell to make your own maximum profit from it. So it is highly profitable. You can bring an item in and sell quadruple the amount. So it's highly profitable.
Okay. Now, looking at everything you said, Mrs. Akintyre, right? This sounds really appealing, the profitability angle that you've mentioned. Now, let's look at some of the challenges. No business is without its share of challenges. So what are some of the challenges that someone can look to expect in this business?
Okay, you're so right. There are a lot of challenges, and challenges differ from one country to another. So in my country, for instance, one of the challenges is logistics. The logistics in the goods arriving as at the time you want it to arrive. Sometimes it might not arrive as prompt as you want it. So there's issue of logistics when it comes to this business. A couple of other countries as well, they have the issue of logistics, but not in everywhere. It's not a global issue. So each country actually has their own specific issue when it comes to logistics. Now, we also have the aspect of inferior products. Now, this particular challenge has to do with you wanting to order an item, and at the end of the day, you discover that the item you ordered for is not what you received. And only for you to discover that, what I tell people that are experienced that is because they were not patient enough. They didn't take their time enough to research about the products, to know if this product was going to be quality enough or not. And that's why for people who actually are in my own circle of learning, who I train, I always train them on how to look out for counterfeit products so that they don't bring in a product and it's counterfeit. So I train them how to look out for such issues. So that is also another challenge on its own. Then for some countries as well, but not in my country, they have issues when it comes to importation of some certain items are prohibited. Some could even be that the brand name, as long as the brand name has to do with another brand name of a product which is well known in the country. So if they don't have the license for that, they don't import it. So we tell all our students about these red flags depending on where their country is located. So we have a whole lot of challenges, but because of time, I won't be able to take most of it. Then some of them also can be manpower, okay? When you don't have enough manpower as an importer to be able to communicate either with your clients or treat your client issue promptly. So that's just a few of them I can actually share on the podcast today.
Okay. In terms of product with inferior quality that you spoke about, who are some suppliers that people can say these individuals or these channels supply quality products, and where can they get them? Where can they find them?
Okay, in terms of quality product, like I said earlier, we train people how they can begin to. It's not something I can just say on the podcast. So we train people how they can look out for this quality product, such as not buying just based on the picture they just see. They, of course, reviews is a normal thing. Everybody check reviews, but you don't stop at the reviews of the products as well. There are some other steps that you have to take to ensure that this product is quality enough. And if you don't, you end up falling victim.
Okay, Bisi, let's get some clarity on this. You talked about finding the right suppliers. For instance, if I have $100 or let's say $60 and I am looking to find the right suppliers, where do I find them?
What I tell people is the first thing when you want to go into a business is find your why. Now, if you can find your why, know the reason why you want to go into a business that can fetch you an extra source of income or make you financially independent or make you more money. Once you can find your why, then find somebody who can guide you, who can train you in the business so that you do not enter a business, you have zero knowledge or you have a little knowledge, you dive into it, and at the end of the day, you actually fall short of your expectation. You don't actually get results find somebody who can, because everything can be taught on the podcast. So find somebody who has results, who can teach you how to go about it. You don't have to get me as a trainer, but wherever you get, make sure they have results in the business, who can guide you and see you through and teach you how to go about the business itself. So there are some websites you can get started with. We have ChinaInvasion.com. We have LovelyWholesale.com. We have $10more.com. We have Taobao.com. We have Pindudu.com. We have cellularcountry.com. We have dhgates.com. We have auction exports. And these are a couple of websites you can use to buy products anywhere in the world. And you get this product and you can now resell to make your profit. So you can start with this platform. But in as much as I'm telling you to start with this platform, still get someone who can put you through how to know how to harness the profitability on this e-commerce platform.
Okay, if I get you correctly, when you've identified why you want to go into this business, the next step is get trained, know the nitty-gritty,
yes,
the trade you, yes, want to venture into.
Don't even start because you have the money, because money is different from the knowledge you have. You can have money for the business and have zero knowledge, and at the end of the day, lose money. So it's always good to find someone to put you through.
Okay, so following you now, let's get to a point where I have eventually gotten into this business, and I have been properly trained and secured the items that I want to start selling. How do I get these products to my target market? How do I go about it?
Okay, if you have purchased the product, one of the ways you can get a product to your target audience is by locating, number one, the e-commerce platform in your country and upload your product, sign up with them, of course, upload your product and begin to use that platform to sell massively. Another platform you can use is the social media platform. But on this platform, it's not just by posting on social media. You have to run adverts, okay? Run paid adverts to drive traffic to your store so that people know that you sell the product and it's at all they can buy from you. So that's also another way for you to also get people to begin to buy this product from you.
So, Mrs. Akintaya, do you mean that I cannot grow my customers the organic way?
Yes, you can, but one of the ways you can is to actually run adverts if you want to have massive sales. Now, on Facebook, there is Facebook actually, if you have 5,000 followers, Facebook will show your product or whether your pictures to 0.05% of your audience. That's why you discover that even people who have large followership, as much as a million, they don't even have about 900,000 people who like their video or their pictures. Maybe max that you're going to see maybe 300,000 people who like or saw their product. Why? Because they would not make all your product visible to them. That's why even when we are running adverts on social media, you can still target people who follow you already to begin to see your product. Why? Because not all of them will see your product when you post them on your live or on your online platform. So that's why you cannot just post on social media and expect that you get sales. It's not possible. Yes, you can get one or two or three or 10 sales. But if you want to really enhance the profitability in the e-commerce space, then you need to do what we call paid advertisement. Without paid advertisement, you cannot make the kind of sales you wish to make. Yes, you can use some e-commerce platform in your country. You might be fortunate enough and have a lot of people who are coming to your platform to buy from you. But if they are not, some of these e-commerce platforms also offer paid adverts whereby they show your product to more people who visit their store on a regular basis. So you can sign up as well with them.
Okay, thank you. That's a deep one, Mrs. Akintaya. Right. But listen to this. I've had a young friend of mine share with me that sometimes when she orders products or items from China, to be exact, she sees the online version of these products that look beautiful. But when they come in, when she receives them, they are two different things. Is there room to return these products to the suppliers when you find out they are not the quality that you expect them to get?
Okay, no, there's no room to return. Why I said no is that they have a room of return between, some of them is 7 days, some of them is 14 days. Now, after the 7 days and the 14 days has expired, there is no way you can ship that product from your country back to China and it's going to arrive there in 7 to 14 days. So by the time you even receive, it's past the 7 days or 14 days. So therefore, there is no way you can return it back. Then the logistics that it will cost you to return the product as well might be so alarming that you don't want to even take that chances to sell the product. But oftentimes, a good number of times, before you even think of saying you want to send the product back, you have passed the expiration of the exchange. So you can't even exchange it. And that's why for us, we take our time to put you through how you can locate a product which actually are not going to be counterfeit product. They're not going to be inferior items that will prevent you from losing money at the end of the day.
Now, do the losses outweigh the profit? Because if I keep having a reoccurrence of this scenario, getting inferior quality, at the end of the day, how do I recover my capital, my profit? Doesn't he get to swallow it?
Okay, in a case you have losses, what advise people to do? If you already have a product like that, count your losses. Now, find a product that can also help you to recuperate your losses back, okay? So you can, at the end of the day, if you have made losses in this particular item, you find another product which you can bring in, that by you bringing it and selling it, you have made back your loss that you got in the previous business.
Okay, wow. Mrs. Akintyre, this has been a really good conversation so far, but let's talk about your business. Junido, that's the name, if I'm not mistaken. Right. What actually does your business do? Your company?
Okay, our business actually is into basically digital marketing and e-commerce. And how we got the name was also a tribute to my husband. He came with the name Junido from God. And that was how he coined it. It's actually from an acronym, use God as well, the God factor, and just coined some words together. And it sounded good. And I'm like, okay, I like the name. The name is beautiful. Okay, let's go with it. And that was how Junido came to be. But before then, it has always been BC Akintyre. It's still BC. We still have BC Akintyre Consult still running, which is actually in charge of coaching people who actually want to start importation business, e-commerce, and want to be profitable, because a lot of people are into e-commerce, but not everybody are profitable in the business. So what we are set out to do is to make sure that people become profitable in the e-commerce sector, profitability in the e-commerce sector. So we have the Junido Logistics, we have the Junido Fashion, we have Junido Print, we're into printing as well, we're into branding and print, then we're into consulting. We are also into running trainings, which is the Junido Digital Marketing School. We run trainings for people who want to learn more about the digital world. And the funny thing about this digital world is I was a novice when it comes to digital marketing. I didn't know anything. The only thing I could do was basically to put on my laptop. My brother got me a laptop when I was in my final year in Olabisi Onabanjo University. And I told him I needed that laptop to actually do my project. That was all I could do, was to put it on, charge it, and watch a movie. I didn't know where to go. What? I did not know where to go. Google. I don't know how to find Google on the laptop. I did not know anything. And that's for me to actually also let as many people are out there, especially women who feel that, oh, we are not cut out for digital marketing. And a lot of women have proven that wrong. Everybody actually is cut out for this. If you can put your heart into it. I put my heart into it. I was able to learn it. I enjoy it. And I understand the fact that if you must be profitable in this current industry, in this current world, you have to be digitally inclined. You have to have digital education. If you don't have digital education, guess what? You just discover that your business will not fly as far as it should fly.
Wow. Okay, so I want to say thank you, Mrs. BC, for making our time to come on this podcast. It's been an interesting one, elevating for anyone that will come in contact with it. Right now, finally, before we let you go, is there an advice that you are yet to share with anyone who intends to, you know, start up this business after listening to this podcast?
Okay, well, my last statement for today is, in any business you want to go into, please do not go into it with Google knowledge. I know there's a lot of information on Google or YouTube, but there are some mistakes people have gone through that are not shared via the free information we get on Google. So make sure any business, be it importation, be it agriculture, whichever business you want to go, even in tech, please find somebody who has done so well in the business, who has time to coach you and mentor you in the business, so that you do not actually enter the pitfalls, because you climb on the ladders of mentors to become more successful. So find someone who has been there. When you know, so when you know the destination, when you know the roadmap to where you're going, your journey becomes shorter. But when you don't know, the journey becomes longer. So make sure you find somebody who can put you through and be your guide rather than waste money. Thank you all so much for listening to this.
Okay, thank you once again. Thank you, BC Akintayo, the queen of mini importation and e-commerce. It's been an amazing time having you here on the podcast. Thank you so much once again.
This time,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So this is where we draw the curtain on this episode of Impact Africa. Now, do me a favor, share this podcast and don't forget to subscribe to get notifications of each new episode that drop. Impact Africa is a production of Faithflows. Do well to connect with us on all of our social media platforms on Facebook at Faithflows Online, and also do well to connect with us on the Impact Space on Facebook, where we're making a difference and you too can be part of this difference we're making. So at this point, thank you so much. Vanessa is my name, and I will see you again on the next episode. Bye for now.